the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
After winning 5 primaries yesterday, Mitt Romney has his new campaign slogan. Well, I guess you're stuck with me now. That's his new slogan.
Good day for Mitt Romney yesterday. Yesterday, Mitt Romney won all 5 of the primaries. All 5, yeah. Apparently, when you buy 4 primaries, you get the 5th for free. So.
There are a couple of the late-night TV hosts, Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien, having some fun with Mitt Romney after his 5 primary wins this week. So let's go through from number 1 to number 10, the Talk Radio Review for the week ending Friday, April 27th. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll run down first in order from number 10 to number 1, the list from talkers.com. Anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden is at number 10. TSA troubles, number 9. The Martin Zimmerman case, number 8. John Edwards being on trial is number 7. The bill to save the post office, number 6. Secret Service sex scandal, number 5. EPA versus the oil industry, number 4. The debate over student loans, number 3. The Supreme Court on Arizona's immigration law, number 2. And the presidential race is number 1. Here's Talkers Bill Meyer with political blogger Benji Sarlin. They talk about the latest from the campaign trail, including the apparent end of Newt Gingrich's run for the White House.
Is Newt's campaign going to be officially over here, Benji, or is it still that term suspended? Maybe break it down for us this morning, if you could.
Well, it's in one of those awkward middle areas where it's they've leaked that they're going to end it next week. So I don't know what that makes it now about to being seasoned, being cooked. I mean, it's almost ready to end.
All right.
But in effect, though, it's been pretty much dead for at least 6 weeks.
Now, is this based on money, based on voting? Because, I mean, Ron Paul is keeping his campaign alive, at least that's what he's saying, and he appears to still have money in the bank. So what really doomed the Newtster? Because he has even more votes, or delegates, rather, than Ron Paul.
They're a good instructive comparison there. The difference there is that Ron Paul was never someone who was seriously competing for the nomination. He has a very specific ideological message. For him, any victory is something that keeps that message out in the air, you know, for a little longer, maybe get delegates where he can try to get it out. In Newt's case, you have someone whose only goal was to become president. That was it. He didn't have any particular issue he was really running on. I mean, that was the goal. He was saying, I'm the best guy to beat Barack Obama. That's my message. So to have him out there with no money, he has $4.3 million in debt, getting very few delegates to no delegates. I mean, hasn't had a strong performance in a long time. The last state he won was his home state of Georgia last month, which was really a must win, and he didn't actually win it that overwhelmingly. And he has next to no staff at this point. They released their most recent finance reports to the Federal Elections Commission recently, and in the month of March, not a single person was paid salary. So the staff say they have about 10 people on salary. Some people are still getting paid, either if not through salary, then some kind of fee where they don't have to, where they can jigger with the numbers a little bit. But we're talking literally about 10 people.
So Benji, where do you think, in your analysis that Newt went wrong? Because you recall just a few months ago, he appeared to be almost as presumed as Mitt Romney is presumed to be the nominee right now.
Well, I think he presumed himself to be as presumed as Mitt Romney is right now.
Oh.
He was going around on TV and radio saying, I'm going to be the nominee. We can just wrap this up now. But it turned out a little premature. Some of the things that went wrong. One is that Newt Gingrich, it turns out his message was a little more regional than thought. It turns out a lot of his support seemed to be concentrated in the Deep South and was less spread out. So once the race got away from states like South Carolina and even Florida, where some pockets sort of favored him, there wasn't really much for him to do. He had to kind of hold on while Rick Santorum took the lead with his natural advantages more in the Midwest, in the Meadow West, while he waited for another opportunity in a state that'd be favorable. And it just came way too late. By the time things swung back to the Deep South, he'd already been forgotten. He never had a very strong base of support to begin with. It had mostly swung to Rick Santorum.
More on the race to the top on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stick around. We continue in a moment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy.
There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Over the past 25 years, awareness about childhood cancer has increased substantially, and it's little surprise that an organization dedicated to improving the quality of life for families facing childhood cancer is currently celebrating its 25th anniversary. Through its years, the National Children's Cancer Society has established a legacy of providing financial, emotional, and educational assistance to children with cancer and their families. Amazingly, the NCCS has distributed over $54 million, with $3 million distributed in 2011, and helped more than 30,000 children with cancer. Since its beginning, NCCS has evolved with programs such as the Pediatric Oncology Program and Beyond the Cure. In the year 2011 alone, Beyond the Cure, a survivorship program designed to educate children and their families about the challenges they may face, has awarded $100,000 in college scholarships to 32 cancer survivors. For more information, visit www.thenccs.org.
Talk Radio in review, the top topics on talk radio and talk television, the top 10 continuing with still a focus on number one. A couple of hosts named Chuck Powell and Kerry Dozier talk about Newt Gingrich and whether voters really gave him a fair shot.
Newt Gingrich has his huge problems with Mitt Romney, but he also sort of gets the message of the party right now that the key is to beat Barack Obama. And if Mitt Romney is the choice by those that voted, Newt Gingrich finally has to acquiesce to the fact that he's not in favorable opinion of most Republicans out there. But you know what? I wonder if the party is going to regret dismissing him, not giving him more of an opportunity. I have said, I don't want to contradict myself because I have said on and on and on that Romney gives you the best chance of beating Barack Obama.
Yep.
And so you might have to, even if you don't agree with all of his policies, if the idea is to beat Obama, you might have to go with Mitt Romney. But that was during Santorum's surge, where, you know, the Republican Party should have been nervous because Santorum had no chance of beating Barack Obama.
Right.
But we really did with Newt Gingrich. And, you know, he's earned a lot of this. We made it personal.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say we, I shouldn't include myself in it, but the party.
Yeah, we the
party,
people.
The party members made it personal. Newt Gingrich was dismissed for past personal decisions. He was dismissed because he comes off curmudgeonly. Mm-hmm. He was dismissed because he's not very handsome. He was dismissed because he's not that charismatic. He was dismissed because, this is where what he did earn. There were some questionable things in his Washington background. He was dismissed because he's a Washington insider. But the bottom line is, man, this guy might have been, over the course of the last 25, 30, 40 years, in terms of policies, there might not have been anyone more honed in on his vision for this country and more dedicated to finding the solutions for this country than what Newt Gingrich was.
Yeah, it's often not the smartest guy in the room who captures the hearts of the people in the room. And Newt Gingrich had his personal life problems as well. You know, he's on wife number three, and the way he left wives one and two didn't have anybody thinking,
what, are we,
what a swell guy. No, I know.
We're electing a great husband or a great leader?
We sure aren't electing a great husband. I don't want to be married to any of them. But there is, you know, there's the message and there's the messenger. And we in America can't separate those two. And I don't even know that we want to. There's so many times that it's the smartest guy in the room. You know, the Newt Gingrich might be the smartest guy in the room, but Mitt Romney is the most electable guy in the room. And sometimes that person is the same person. Bill Clinton was that person for the Democrats many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Last time around, in 2008, we had Barack Obama and we had Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, I was used to say if Bill Clinton was the smartest president in a while, Hillary Clinton was 10 times smarter than he was. And most people who know the two of them will tell you that's the case. But nobody liked her. Men, women, dogs, children, pets didn't like her.
They did not win the dog vote.
Dogs don't even like her, right? Yeah. So she is the smartest. She has great answers. Her policies were purely Democratic. I mean, the Democratic Party would love to carry that, her book of verse, but nobody liked her. So you can't elect her. And so after a while, the party, the voters, the base, whatever you want to call it, says she's not going to win.
You ready for this? Talk host Linda Lopez talking to James Homan from Politico.com about rumors and rumblings already starting regarding potential candidates for 2016.
Governor Cuomo spoke about it publicly for the first time, and he didn't say no, that he wouldn't run.
Well, Linda, you're right. He said the speculation is flattering, and once you start saying, let's talk politics, he called it a distraction, but he didn't close the door.
Well, Hillary Clinton has said no, definitively no, yet the speculation hasn't stopped. Does that really mean maybe?
It really does. There's no clear consensus about what is really going on in Hillary's head, but the consensus among the people we talk to is if there is a good opportunity, a real chance for her to run, she will. That's what she wants to do. You know, once you get that bug, and she's clearly been bitten by the bug, you want to keep running. And she obviously got so close 4 years ago. Her popularity has never been higher. She's joking about it. She has a great profile, and so she feels like she's in a good place. And she's definitely backed off kind of her firm denials from a year or two ago.
So if we're talking about Andrew Cuomo and Hillary Clinton going for the Democratic presidential nomination for 2016, that really sort of splits the field, doesn't it, if you're talking about potential donors or getting support?
It really does. In New York, the sense is that Hillary would have the edge with the elite who comprised the donor base for the Clintons and gave Cuomo obviously a lot of money when he ran in 2010. But you never know. And Cuomo's proved that he's a commanding fundraiser, but no one raises as much money as the Clintons.
And if Hillary Clinton did announce before Governor Cuomo did that she intended to run for president, do you see Governor Cuomo maybe backing off this time, waiting another 4 years, or do you think he would go ahead?
It's very hard to imagine him challenging Hillary head-on if she made it clear that she wanted to run, but you never know. And if he saw a path and could outflank her on the left, he might. There's nothing to say either of these people would be dissuaded by the other.
Right. And as we say now, as you were just saying, Hillary Clinton has really high approval ratings, but he's got two more years of sort of legislative activity, let's call it, in New York State that could work for or against him.
Exactly. And that's an eternity in politics. It just thinking ahead to this November is a long time. We don't know whether Obama is going to get reelected or not. That will change the calculus pretty dramatically. And you have others besides these two who clearly want to run, from Joe Biden, the vice president, to the governor of Maryland, who's been hinting at it very strongly, Martin O'Malley. And then you have a bunch of other wild cards who would also love to get in the race. So it's not just the two New Yorkers.
Right. Let's get through 2012 first.
Coming up, illegal immigration and student loans next on the Talk Radio Review.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change, water filtration, wholesale batteries, freeze-dried foods, MacGyver 101, storm shelters, shortwave and ham radios, solar power, buy your first farm, heating with wood, home defense, ammo, homeschool your children, and teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. GetPreparedExpo.com, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors, Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pinnick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen. Number two this week in the countdown, the Supreme Court and the Arizona law. Here's host Mike Broomhead talking to Congressman Ben Quayle of Arizona. It's the Quayle take on this week's arguments in the Supreme Court.
What's going on?
You know, based on the excerpts and based on what I've talked to people who are in there, it was a good day for Arizona. And it was a good day for those of us who want to actually stand up and fight and make sure that we're enforcing our laws, and that's what we should be doing, and we should be doing it at a state level as well.
So when you look at the people that are there, where the protesters, give us a taste of what it's like. What are the protesters like? How many people are there that are proponents of the law? Is it nasty? Is it calm? What's the scene like out there?
It was definitely high amped rhetoric coming out of the people who are anti 1070. It was about 50-50 in terms of people who are pro 1070 and anti 1070. And the thing was that the facts are on our side, and the anti 1070 keep pushing out this false narrative that this is a racial profiling bill. This allows you to stop people just based on the color of their skin. And you have to push back everybody who's read the law. And that's the one thing that I said. I go, at least this time, we all have Supreme Court justices who will actually read the bill before making a decision, unlike Janet Napolitano, unlike Eric Holder, who made snap decisions, and then we found out they didn't even read the bill. So I think that this is a great opportunity that it's going to be pass constitutional muster on the real crux of the issue.
Okay, so then let's move forward a little bit and take a look at this. Not necessarily, I don't even care about the political fallout for the president otherwise. What does this look like in 6 months? The Supreme Court says Arizona has a right to make this law. Do you believe that all of the uproar and the anti-Arizona racist comments go away, or do you think they ramp up?
Well, I mean, I think that the administration will continue its attack on Arizona. I mean, it's not just 1070. It's the NLRB attacking our right to work laws. It's the administration with the EPA trying to shut down the Navajo Generating Station. It's not allowing us to drill for uranium. It's blocking the copper mine, the Resolution Copper Mine. Those are just the tip of the iceberg. What I think this really shows, and this shows, you know, just the utter incompetence of this administration. And how it's attacking things just for political reasons and not actually taking a measured approach and doing things right.
Debate over student loans, number three in the countdown. Host Carl Wolfson with Congressman Peter DeFazio of Oregon about how DeFazio thinks Congress will deal with the upcoming deadline of July 1st for student loan interest rates to double.
Speaker Boehner, back to the House, said that the House is going to vote on Friday on this bill to extend low interest rates for student loans, but he said he's going to pay for it in offsets by taking money from the Affordable Care Act's slush fund. What is he talking about?
Oh, he considers public health and preventative care to be unnecessary slush fund kind of thing. So that's what he's targeting, is money that would be spent on public provision of public health and on preventative care. That's what he calls the slush fund. The Republican argument until they finally realized they're on the losing side was, hey, these cuts in interest rates were never meant to be permanent. Well, I would kind of say the same thing about tax cuts for billionaires and billionaires that George Bush did in 2001. They were never meant to be permanent.
Yeah.
So let's all we would have to do, my staff figured this out. If we raised the top rate, that is for, people who earn over $350,000 a year, by 1%, that is from 35% to 36%, that would raise more money than it would cost to subsidize the loans and give, more affordable loans to millions of students. Now, my argument would be, look, you already made it. You probably benefited from a public education along the way. Maybe you got some help with loans. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you came from a rich family, whatever. But how about helping the next generation of leaders and business people and get affordable college educations? And couldn't you afford to pay 1% more on income above $350,000, still lower than the Clinton years when we had a booming economy?
Call us at 800-510-8255. Your calls on any number of things, including the results of the primaries this week. Help yourself to 800-510-TALK here on The Countdown.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The overview of the hot hits in talk radio for the week ending Friday, the 27th of April. I'm Doug Steffen. As we go back to the list, we've gone through number 1, 2, and 3. Throughs. I sound like I'm from Hughes Guys. Threes. We are on to number 4 anyway. The EPA and the oil industry having a little tussle. Here is radio host Bob Rose talking about comments made by an administrator from the EPA about crucifying the oil and gas companies that violate environmental regulations.
Somebody from the EPA in 2010 has been caught on video, saying that you've got to treat oil and gas companies like they did back in the Roman times. In other words, you go into a little village like in the Mediterranean and you conquer it. You go in there and the first five guys you see, you grab them, and you crucify them. No, these are not my words. You crucify them. And then you know that town was really easy to manage for the next few years. That's an example cited by an EPA official in how to treat oil and gas companies. This was in 2010 under the Obama administration. This is what we're going to do. We'll take a few of these companies and we will crucify them. We'll make an example out of a few of them, and the rest will get in line. Wow. Do you not find that kind of philosophy a little frightening? Any government worker, employee, that wants to make a relationship between themselves and business, and I mean any business, an adversarial relationship like it's us versus them, they need to be fired. And if it's the culture of that regulating body, it needs to be taken out. It needs to be unplugged. It is not the idea to be adversarial. You work in partnership with businesses to steer them in the right direction. That's the idea. But instead, it becomes somewhat of a game. And worse yet, these people like pride themselves. Do they realize that when they do damage to a company, they are actually, you know, affecting people's personal lives? Employees get fired when profits go down. And then when the cost of doing business goes up because of government regulations, all the consumers have to pay more. In the case of gasoline, I thought Mitt Romney pointed it out very well when he gave a speech the other night. And he talked about, you know, the pain that a single mother feels that may have to take a second job and tell her kids that she'll have even less time to spend with them. Or grandparents who can't fill up their gasoline tank to go visit their grandkids. That's a reality. And the EPA is helping to push those kinds of gasoline prices up. It's not all on them. I'm not saying that. But clearly, they have a culturally adversarial relationship with oil and gas companies. And that is inherently bad for America.
Don't know that I disagree with him. What about you? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook, Pinterest, and Twitter by following the directions that are in that listen box at DougStephan.com. Moving now from number four, that's a pretty compelling overview from that fellow Bob Rose of that. It's just what he said there that made the most sense is what we think government ought to be. It ought to be there to help you. And we all laugh when somebody says they're from the government, they're here to help, because they've so abused that trust. They're so arrogant. Not all of them, but too many of them. And it happens over and over and over again. Local government, state government, federal government. Speaking of the feds, the Secret Service sex scandal is number five. Brett Baer talks to political commentator Charles Krauthammer about the way President Obama has responded to the scandal.
What about the tone and when he answered that question on Jimmy Fallon's show? It's a couple of knuckleheads. I mean, it's a couple of dozen Secret Service and military personnel, and the investigation is ending people's careers.
Well, he was off on the numbers, but I think he was okay on the way he portrayed it. I'm with Obama on this. I find it hard to get excited about this scandal. Look, there was real stuff happening in the Cold War. U.S. officials would be in Moscow. They'd set him up with a woman with cameras. They'd blackmail the official, and they would be able to turn somebody into an agent against the United States. That's serious stuff. Colombia is not an enemy country. The Cold War is over. There is no evidence whatsoever of any blackmail or any breach of security. I'm not an expert on this, but I had a cursory look at the women involved, and they don't have the appearance of skilled double agents. So I think it's, you know, it's a frat acting out spring break for men who shouldn't be doing that. They're grown men. They have a real responsibility. Obviously, a breach of discipline, obviously, it has to be dealt with. But call me a troglodyte, but I find it hard to get extremely upset about this. There are real scandals, GSA scandal, other scandals in the country. This one is, I'd put it a 2 on a scale of 10.
And for the people who say the protection of the president could have been compromised, you don't buy it?
There's no evidence that any of it was. It didn't involve, I mean, he wasn't on the scene. There was no compromise of information.
Yeah, much ado about nothing, except following the revelations that the Secret Service agents took prostitutes in Colombia. It appears a similar incident occurred with other agents and strippers in El Salvador last year. A subcontractor claims to have accompanied a group of Secret Service agents to a strip club before President Obama's trip to El Salvador last year. Claims the agents received sexual favors in a VIP section of the club. Then at least two of the agents took escorts back to their rooms. According to the subcontractor, an agent said they did this all the time. Don't worry about it. All right, there you go. More food for thought, right? 800-510-8255. We move to number six. What's going on with your post office? Here host John Gambling talks to the Postmaster General about a new bill that would stop the post office from making more cuts or closing more branches.
Do you see this as I see it, $11 billion being thrown sort of after bad?
Well, here's the thing. The legislation that they passed yesterday, it is a step in the right direction, but our concern is it doesn't go far enough to get us back on firm financial footing. The $11 billion refund that we got was for overpayment into retirement funds that we've already made, and that's ratepayer or money. That's not taxpayer money. So that is a help to get that back, and we'll put that against our debt, but we need to have a little bit more freedom to make some of the changes we need to make.
But that's what they want to prevent. They don't want you to close any post offices or collection or distribution centers. They don't want you to stop delivering on Saturday because they, as politicians, don't want to have anybody argue with them, send them email that you allowed them to close down my little post office in Provo, Utah.
Well, the good thing is everybody's still worried about the Postal Service. We're very happy about that. There are solutions here, and we'll continue to work. Like I said, I'm happy that legislation was passed. There are some good provisions in there, and number one, we have some resolution around the retiree health benefits problem, that $5.5 billion a year that we've got to pay. So that's been addressed.
Yeah, but isn't that just not funding your liability?
No. It's funding it over what the resolution is this. The liability has been recalculated, and we've already funded about $46 billion, and they've recalculated the liability and given us a 40-year time frame to pay versus a 10-year. So that takes a little bit of pressure off.
All right, listen, I understand. And Patrick, that you've got some political issues here. It's very sensitive on what you say. But do you think that, as stated in this bill, you need a chief innovation officer to help come up with new products and an advisory commission to help you revamp your business model?
We have some very bright people in this organization and in the industry, and I think we've come up with a lot of good opportunities to work with the Postal Service for us to generate revenue and for people to use us to grow their business. The suggestions around the innovation officer are interesting. It's a thing many companies have, and we'd be happy to take a look at it.
800-510-8255. Now, just think for a second before we leave the number six item, the post office. Listening to the way they talk about unfunded retirement programs, now multiply that times however many governmental agencies there are, and that is to be multiplied by the number of state agencies, the people who have worked for the state retire, local communities retire. Imagine the number. Imagine the unfunded number, or they recalculate the number, whatever it is, all these promises made to all these unions, and it is all about election. It really is. Give them more, let them vote for us, and you pay. 800-510-8255. All right, the John Edwards trial has made a lot of people happy to converse about it because there's interesting twists and turns here. We'll get to that. It's number seven on the countdown, coming up right after this.
College softball players Mallory Holtman and Liz Wallace know winning isn't everything.
It's how you hold your head at the end of the game and how you walk off the field.
These two athletes carried their opponent around the bases after she injured herself hitting the winning home run.
What are they doing?
Whether you win or lose on the field, if you did the right thing, then you did win.
And they showed us the right thing is sportsmanship.
Way to go, girl!
Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
If you saw the movie Black Hawk Down, you know what happened on that mission gone bad in Mogadishu. 18 of our heroic soldiers were killed and more than 70 others injured. One of those hurt was then Navy SEAL Howard Wasden.
I sustained 3 gunshot wounds and I was in incredible pain for years.
No more, though. For many service-related back and neck conditions, the military is increasingly following the lead of civilians by turning to chiropractors for their treatment, says Wasden.
Years after my injury, a fellow officer referred me to her chiropractor. After 3 adjustments, not only was I able to sleep through the night without any neck pain, I was able to walk without a limp. I can't tell you how incredible that felt.
And how's this for a neat twist? In addition to writing a new best-selling book titled SEAL Team 6, Wasden is now, yes, a chiropractor. To learn more, visit yestochiropractic.com. That's yes, the number 2, chiropractic.com.
Continuing on now with our Talk Radio review of the hot hits, the number 1 through 10 items this week. The number 7 deal is John Edwards' trial. Here host John Curley and Jake Skorkum. Talk about whether most people are interested in this trial.
One of the things they're trying to prove is that John Edwards took a donation from a supporter, and rather than putting that towards his federal campaign, he used the money himself to sort of silence things or keep his mistress in an apartment or something like that. On a scale of 1 to 10, where do you think people are on this whole Edwards thing? 10 meaning they can't get enough of it. What do you think, Jake? 1 to 10, John Edwards.
10.
Come on.
No, I think honestly people do want to see this guy go down. I think they're pretty sick of him. I mean, he lied to the public for so long, and he told everybody this wasn't his, you know, this wasn't his mistress, and he's this great guy, and it was him and 2 other people who were going to be president that year. And he would have had all this. You just don't care about the story. You don't care.
No. I was never enamored with him. I thought that he was anything other than an ambulance chaser. I didn't buy the whole two Americas position that he had. It just seemed too contrived.
Maybe that's my interest in him because I didn't know much about him until I read that politician book that Andrew Young wrote. And, it really does expose him for what he actually is, which is the kind of guy who would cheat on his wife and father a child that he wouldn't claim, you know, for a couple years.
Right. If you want to be, I mean, how insane are you to want to be the president of the United States? Honestly. I mean, of everybody, you know, some people are like, hey, I need somebody to volunteer for this, somebody to volunteer for that. We need somebody to step forward and do this. You can see different people going, I'll bring the potluck. I'll bring the juice boxes. I'll volunteer for this. I'll volunteer for that. But like, who here really thinks that they have what it takes to be the president of the United States? You have to be so absolutely, so much of an egomaniac that you're almost not dealing with reality. And that's what I sort of see when you see someone like John Edwards come forward. It's like, really? You look in the mirror and you see the president of the United States. That's the first thing you see when you look in the mirror, John Edwards. That you could have been or you have what it takes to lead this great country and all the people in it. I mean, there's something slightly off on anybody that wants the job.
All right, here are the ladies on The View talking about this trial.
The John Edwards trial began this week with shocking allegations by his former aide, Andrew Young, that painted a bleak picture of John and Elizabeth Edwards' marriage. Barbara, you have some of the testimony.
Yes, so I do. It said that, this is Andrew Young testifying now against John Edwards, right, who they at one point said that he loved and he was the one who took responsibility. He said that the child was his
right,
child. Okay, so he said that after his wife Elizabeth got cancer, life with cancer-stricken Elizabeth had become a living hell since she learned of his affair. So, I mean, one of the questions was, assuming he was miserable, is it okay to cheat if you're in a loveless marriage?
Well, sure, it was no day at the beach with John Edwards either at that time, you know. I mean, the wife gets sick. It's called in sickness and in health, I thought.
800-510-8255. There it is. Enough on that. Let's get to 8, 9, and 10 quickly here in a moment on the countdown.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are, 800-510-8255, and we're up to number 8, the Trayvon Martin, the George Zimmerman case. I don't think there's anything new here this week that really amounts to anything other than the heat that's coming from people that still want to talk about it. So I'm going to move to number 9, which is new and more interesting. This is the story of the TSA involved in drug deals at LAX. Here's host Richard Dixon talking about this ridiculous incident. And also, there's the story about the 4-year-old girl. The agents really didn't handle that well either. So two black eyes against the TSA this week.
We've had things that actually happen with the TSA, but they've become so commonplace we no longer really make a big deal out of them. But today it's well worthwhile because the TSA has once again flexed their mighty muscles against a 4-year-old by the name of Isabel. Isabella? Isabella. Yeah, it's true. Her family was flying Wichita, Kansas. Very bizarre. Grandma goes through security and the machine beeps. And being a 4-year-old, Isabella runs to Grandma, grabs her, hugs her for about 2 seconds, and the TSA agents come barreling in. Wow! Back this kid off! Now we have to search the kid, too, because Grandma might have handed her whatever it was that was beeping. The kid becomes terrified. The mother is like, can I just explain to her what's going on? Just let me explain to Isabella what happened, and she'll be okay. No! Get away from her! The TSA agents begin screaming at the mother, screaming at the grandmother, and screaming at the 4-year-old child, who, of course, is inconsolable at this point. Somehow, the idea of parenting classes got by the TSA, and they seem to think that you can make a 4-year-old girl calm down by simply repeating the words, "Calm down!" in a stern voice.
Stop crying!
Come on!
That is enough!
Every parent knows you have to add the words, "Or I'll give you something to cry about!" And that doesn't work either, by the way. So they drag this poor girl off into another. Well, actually, first off, they're going to ban the kid from the plane. They're going to ban the whole family from the plane. And they start talking about, if you don't get this kid under control, we're going to have to shut down this airport and cancel all the flights. The mother's like, are you kidding? She's four. Calm down. Relax. Don't tell me to calm down. We're the TSA. We'll tell you how things are going to be. They're yelling and screaming at the mom. They're yelling and screaming at the kid. They're yelling and screaming at grandma. Isabella takes off running because she's terrified. Here's what Mrs. Bredemeyer, Isabella's mom, puts on Facebook. The TSA loomed over my daughter with an angry grimace on her face and ordered her to stop crying. When my scared child could not do so, two TSOs called for backup saying, quote, the suspect is not cooperating, end quote. The suspect, of course, being a frightened child. They treated my daughter no better than if she had been a terrorist. Said the TSO agent who insisted on the pat-down kept insisting, I've seen a gun in a teddy bear. I've seen a gun in a teddy bear. Isabella's mother's like, so? She's not carrying a teddy bear. What is it you think is going on here? Mrs. Bredemeyer concluded her Facebook post by drawing attention to TSA rules against separating children from their parents. She said, I feel compelled to share this story in the hope that no other child will ever have to share this experience. Interestingly, when approached, the TSA commented, hey, we've reviewed the incident, determined that our officers followed proper current screening procedures in conducting a modified pat-down of the child. You terrorized a four-year-old kid. It never dawned on you were in the middle of the country with a family that was born here, raised here, and has probably never been outside the USA. They're certainly not radicalized. They're by no stretch of the imagination Islamic fundamentalists. But you decided that, you know, because you have a little bit of power, your best possible solution here, your best possible solution to this scenario was to continue to terrorize them until you bent them to your will.
Man, don't get me started about these jerks. Woof.
Number 10, the Bin Laden death anniversary. Here's Taco's Gene Mueller talking to ABC's Brad Garrett.
What happened May 1st, 2011? Think? Yep, that's the day we took out Osama bin Laden. That anniversary is approaching rapidly. The word is out from the feds and also your own Brian Ross reporting on a possible Al-Qaeda attack that could happen to mark that anniversary. How serious is this threat?
Well, they're stating that they have no specific threat. I think their concern is that historically, Al-Qaeda likes anniversaries and special dates. And so clearly it would make sense, and I would agree with them, that to do something on the anniversary of bin Laden's death makes complete sense. They may well have some intelligence chatter that even supports that, but they're telling us, the public, they don't have anything specific. And so I think they're putting off notice that there could be something going on. Keep your eyes and ears open.
All right, so we have a chorus of Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf. They win. The terrorists win because of what happened with the TSA this week. And they just drop a rumor and everybody goes bananas in the news media. That's it. The complete list of the top 10 talk radio topics this week on the Talk Radio Countdown.